Holocaust history lessons could be expanded in Florida if a bill heading to the Senate floor becomes law. Teachers would show current examples of anti-Semitism, as well as historic ones, among other requirements. A Holocaust survivor came to the Capitol to support the proposal. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Magda Bader was just turning 14 years old when her family was taken to Auschwitz. She says as soon as they arrived, guards split her family up.
But they kept repeating that we will see each other again, not worry. We will see each other. So I let my mother's hand go. I would have gone with her.
Instead, Bader held hands with her sister.
I never saw my mother, my father, my sister with a baby after that. And they were immediately killed, gassed and killed.
Bader is almost 90 years old. Near the end of her story, she holds up a family photo taken before they were sent away.
I may look like I'm happy and smiling, and I am. But inside me, there is always, every day, I think of all the horrors that we went through.
After her comments, the room had a moment of silence and then erupted into applause for Bader. Holocaust education has been mandatory in public schools since 1994, but a bill heading to the Senate floor would specify what gets taught in those lessons. Teachers would show students current examples of anti-Semitism and how to prevent it, as well as what the definition of anti-Semitism is. The proposal's sponsor is Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book. She says it will make sure Holocaust education is taught uniformly.
On the 75th anniversary of the end of the Holocaust, we as a state, and very simply as human beings, have an obligation to ensure this history is not forgotten, to honor the lives lost, and so that this piece of history may never be repeated.
Her bill would require each school district to prove it taught Holocaust education with the new standards. The proposal would also make Holocaust Education Week the second week of November. The Department of Education could work with various entities to develop program material. The move for more Holocaust education comes after a Boca Raton High School principal said he couldn't say the Holocaust was real because he was a school district employee. After facing backlash, the district removed the principal. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.